Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. President Donald Trump has made reshaping immigration the centerpiece of his 2016 campaign, his presidency, and his 2020 re-election bid. On Milwaukee's South Side, a group of Latino immigrants are responding in a way that perhaps was not anticipated. They are studying to become U.S. citizens. We learn more from journalist and producer Barbara Miner.
My first hour in office, those people are gone.
President Trump tweeting out just hours ago that ICE will begin the process of removing millions of undocumented immigrants starting next week.
And you can call it deported if you want.
Every week, two dozen or so Latinos meet on Milwaukee's South Side, studying to become U.S. citizens. It is an often unnoticed response to the current political climate. The Latino population, or to use a gender-neutral term preferred by many millennials, the Latinx population, has grown steadily over the years. Today, it accounts for almost 20% of Milwaukee's population. Discrimination has always been an issue, but since the 2016 election, concerns have multiplied. Maria, who has lived in Milwaukee for 40 years, explains it this way.
No pensaba que era necesario.
I didn't used to think it was necessary, but now I do. I feel it's important for me to become a citizen.
The citizenship classes are run by the community group Voces de la Frontera and focus on the civics test that is part of the citizenship interview. On a recent Wednesday, the students ranged from youth in their 20s to seniors well past the age of Medicare. All were focused on learning the answers, and many on improving their English.
What is one responsibility that is only for U.S. citizens?
When was the Constitution written? Written?
¿Cómo se llama?
What is the name of the current president of the United States?
Donald Trump.
In asking the students why they wanted to become U.S. citizens, several talked about the chance for better jobs, for a better education, for a better life for their children. But there was one overwhelming response. They want to vote. Para votar.
They want to vote.
Para votar.
Pues porque me di cuenta que es muy necesario.
I realized that the vote of Hispanics was very important.
Para votar por mis representantes.
To vote for my representatives, to have a voice and a vote.
Siempre es importante.
It is always important to vote, but now it is more important.
Barbara Miner is a local journalist, and she produced this piece for Lake Effect. You can find more of our reporting on immigration at WUWM.com.